Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, and this is the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. How much time do you spend being upset? How much time do you spend being offended or being disappointed or frustrated? How much time do you spend in all those emotions that truly aren't moving your life forward? Today, we're going to change the direction, and we're going to put the focus back on God. That every time you notice that you're frustrated or offended or upset or disappointed, we're going to move off of that situation and back onto God. That God is our focus, God is our path, God is our way. That there is but one presence and one power that's within us and all around us. So take a deep breath. Here we go. I want you to feel the presence of God within you and all around you. And I want you to notice how many times in a day, in a week, are you upset? How many times in a week are you disappointed or frustrated? How many times in a week do you feel undervalued? How many times do you feel like people aren't respecting you or listening to you? Or how much time in a week are you just spending in your ego? Creating the same drama over and over again, year after year. Today, instead of focusing on the upset, we're going to move the focus of our attention inwardly on God. We're going to feel the true presence and power of God within us. Take another deep breath. And I want you to think of the last time you were upset, last time you were disappointed or frustrated or jealous or angry. And I want you to feel yourself just moving your focus off of that situation and back on God. Back on your center. Back on your essence. Back on the power within you. That in every moment of every day we have a choice. We can either serve our ego or we can serve God. We can either focus on our upset, where we feel like a victim and disappointed and frustrated with life, or we can come back to our true self, our God self, our divine self. Today, over and over again, I want you to come back to who you really are. I want you to come back to the power within you. I want you to come back to that power that is greater than anything in the world. That there is an essence, there is a power within you that is greater. And when we move off of our ego, when we move off of our disappointment or frustrations, and we move back to God, there is a peace that passes all understanding. There's a calmness that happens within our mind and heart. And we feel the presence of God like never before. Take another deep breath. And I want you to move back onto your path. I want you to move the focus of your life back on you, back onto the presence of God within you. That every time we focus on the outer, every time we focus on the upset, every time we focus on what somebody else is doing, we actually move off of our path and our life stops. And we can actually spend days and months and years in the upset and not truly move our life forward. Take a deep breath and completely focus on you. Completely focus on the power of God within you. Feel the activity of God at work in your life. Feel the way that you're being guided and directed. Feel the infinite within you. Come back to yourself. Come back to your center. Come back to love. Come back to your power. Come back to the possibilities and let go of the drama. Let go of the stories. let go of what other people are doing and come back to what's the most important thing in your life. That you are an expression of the divine. You are an expression of all that God is. Come back to the spiritual life. Come back to creating what you're called to create and being who you're called to be and living the life that you are called to live. You truly aren't meant to be focused on everything and everybody. You're not called to be distracted. You're not called to give your power away after one upset after the other. You're called to be focused. Focused on that one presence and one power within you. To creating the next version of your life. To creating greater peace and love and abundance. To creating the life that you've always dreamed of. And you can't create the life you're dreaming of if you're always focused on the external, if you're always focused on somebody else. It's about you. It's always been about you. It's about you and God. It's about you coming back to your center. God is right there. Your power is right there. The possibilities are right there. Move back onto your path. Move back onto the possibilities for your life. Feel the angels guiding you and directing you on your path. Feel doors of opportunity opening for you. Feel the guidance of spirit whispering in your ear. Feel that there is good and only good and an infinite amount of good available to you. This is your day. This is your moment. This is your time. There is a possibility right in front of you that is greater than you could even imagine. So we move the focus off of others, off the upset, off the disappointment, off the stories and the drama. And we focus on the kingdom of heaven. We focus on the good that life is. We focus on all that God wants to bless us with. This is it. This is your moment. Every day, you get to choose. Am I going to be distracted? Or am I going to choose God? Am I going to move my life forward? Or am I going to be in an argument about whose ego is more right? Today, stay on your path. Let go of your addiction to being the drama. Let go of the story, let go of it all, and just be on your path. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for the possibilities. Thank you, God, for love overflowing. And an abundance that is so great, my mind can't even conceive it all. Thank you, God, that there is a path before me. That there is a possibility that is my heart's desire. It is about love and joy and peace and abundance and all the good gifts. Today I dedicate this day to God. Today, God is the most important thing happening in my life. Today, no distraction is more important than God. No disappointment, no frustration, no drama is more important than me moving my life forward. No matter what people say about me or to me, No matter how I have felt offended in the past, today I choose God. I choose the power of God within me, right here, right now, and all things are possible. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. I see you having a wonderful week, that you can come back to this meditation over and over again, and know that in any moment you can move the focus off the drama and back onto God. God bless you, friend.